Oh my God, guys. We are here on episode number deuce quattro.
24 for That's those right. of you that are not illegals. Which I hate that term, illegals.
Me too. It's like
for those of you that are not undocumented. And from a specific country.
Yeah.
Because you might be from France.
Yeah, you never know. According to Ben Carson now, slaves were immigrants. So.
Oh my God. Yeah. I can't. How do you?
Who knows?
And I hate to say this, but he's black.
I mean, how do you know?
It would be if he was like some guy from the deep south with a
brain surgeon.
I don't. That's what really gets me. It's so confusing.
It's terrible. It's.
It's episode 24 of Black and a Half. Episode 24 of Black and a Half. I'm Sauce Livingston.
I'm Manny Martin.
And with Jim Kellner is the guy who just interrupted our intro.
Yeah,
that's
but
him.
That's all right.
That's sorry.
That's our guest for this season.
That's our guest, man. You're going to love him.
Taking control. He
really
a
is.
Hypnotist.
Yes.
Extraordinaire.
The comedian. Social media, renowned hypnotist.
World renowned hypnotist.
Yes.
Jim Kellner. He's on the show today.
Yes. We talk about everything from hypnotism to where he started to get influenced in the arts. In the arts.
The dark arts.
The dark arts. Yeah.
Slytherin.
Yeah.
Simon Hogwarts. It was a fun episode. Great talking to him.
We talk about the
battles he starts on Facebook.
Yes.
His motivational speeches. Everything.
Yeah.
From the sun. You know him. The former comedian. He was actually at my first open mic ever. Yeah. So he knows.
He knows how
he
awful.
Saw it. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
God,
right
like,
from the
I was
beginning.
Like, this guy's going to be a star.
He kept with it. Today's episode is brought to you by prettiness.
Yes.
Because damn, you're pretty.
Damn, yes, I'm you pretty. Are. Yes.
Prettiness. Helping people not have to study since 1823. Just because they're pretty.
Just because you're pretty. Yes. Getting people paid.
Thank our sponsor, one of our sponsors, Sauce Gets Real with Skyline Properties.
Yes.
Check out for any of your residential house buying or selling needs.
Are you tired of renting?
What?
Are you tired of renting people out
there?
Yeah,
I want a hard sell.
Yeah.
Just sponsored by.
Yeah, sponsored
it's like
by.
NPR. You know, you just.
Today's episode is sponsored by.
A generous gift. From
That's right.
You can also contribute.
If you want to sponsor us, get a plug on the program, just email us. Hit us up on Instagram.
Yep.
blackandahalf.com. No, black and a half.
Yeah, whatever. We're on Facebook.
I don't know how Instagram works.
We'll get our crap together.
Gonna enjoy this episode 24.
And thank you to the new listeners out there. We really appreciate you guys.
Oh, we got a bunch of new.
Got a bunch of new listeners from Comic Con. Wonderful.
So, all right.
Check us out,
nerds.
those are our people.
That's right.
It's our turn. It's two blurs, one podcast.
Yes.
Black and a half. Welcome. If you like this episode, please share it on Facebook.
Yeah.
That's all we ask of
you. Yeah, we appreciate you.
That's all. It's so little. So little, why don't you do it?
Yeah.
I just hit that share button. I can see it.
Exactly.
I can see when you don't do it and it hurts.
Yeah, if not, we'll have Jim hypnotize you to tell everybody else. So.
Episode 24, Jim Kellner.
Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by to receive our transmission.
I didn't know what we were going to talk about.
Yeah.
Somehow they did.
In the future. Full time travel. They're going to guide it there.
Damn.
Well,
smooth.
You don't.
I record live. That's still tough.
Yeah. You record live.
Yeah.
Don't you do like a motivational thing too?
I do motivational videos, yeah.
Like,
been trying to
is
do
that
more.
Just one? Is that your daily Facebook Live?
Not daily. once or twice a week.
No.
Uh-uh.
Oh,
you should.
Yeah, it's too much stuff to come up with.
Same time every day. Yeah.
That would be good.
And then people are looking. I think I told you this to do this
the podcast
months ago, years ago. It's just a bunch of months.
Yeah, it's just a bunch.
Very true.
It's a bunch of days. If you get right,
I said you should just do a 10-minute podcast.
I know.
A week, and it would be great. And yeah. Look at you. Now
look at me.
Like an internet celebrity.
Exactly. Tell your friends.
Blown out, man.
Tell your friends.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, totally this is Jim Kellner.
Are we ready? We're live?
Oh,
we started talking.
Oh, shit. Okay. Well, I thought we were just...
We do this every time. You're always surprised.
You always say like 10 seconds and then...
And then we go.
Well, you never said 10 seconds this time. Okay.
We did.
We're here.
I said be quiet for 10 seconds.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, we shut up. Okay. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
See, this is what happens. Everyone is here Snapchatting.
It's late.
Here.
It's late.
Everyone's Snapchatting and...
Oh, we're live.
Facebook Live. Jim's clearly so focused on
that's all right.
On us that he's like, I'm going to go live.
Listen, what you haven't figured out yet is it's all about promotion. Who cares about what you got? It's like that's this true. Guy you were I won't say anything, but yeah, I mean,
right?
It's really about the marketing.
It really is.
We were talking about before we got on that there's venues that now just have like internet celebrities come on.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Exactly.
What was it? What was her name? Jezume or something?
What's
that show?
Oh, Carly Aquino. Was that the one you did? The red? Jessamay Polisa?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Polisa. She's from, what is that?
Girl Code.
I don't know what they're talking about.
Is that one name?
No idea.
Is that two people?
She's one person. Jessamay Polisa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking that Jessamay was two names. Okay.
I don't watch television.
Yeah, she was from Girl Code.
Girl Code.
Is that even a show?
Is it still? I don't think so. I think they did away with it. No. Jeff Dye was on Girl Code.
I thought it was on Guy Code.
Girl Code.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know about
that. He was the first transgendered.
Okay.
Jeff Dye was?
No, this
point. God, it's changed a lot since he went to Hollywood.
No, we missed
Breaking
Jeff.
News.
I remember seeing Jeff Dye at Giggles Comedy Club here in Seattle back when he was a man. It was crazy. He was always very pretty, though. So.
Yeah.
He is. He's the prettiest human being. I think, like, it's weird watching Jeff, like, because women will come up to him, and I've seen him turn down, like, the hottest girl in the room, and I'm just like, wow, that's crazy, man. But, you know, good for him.
Yeah, I mean, I got to do that all the time.
Right. Silas is, like, you should have seen him at Comic-Con, Gretchen, if you're listening.
Yeah. People like, I was like, nerds on comic books.
Yeah.
So like, Silas.
Dude, we had.
I want some of that pudginess.
Right. So we were interviewing people. Everybody was super nice to us, except for the one black girl at Comic-Con.
She thought we were, like, insulting her.
No,
so. We weren't.
Whatever.
People would have heard that last week.
But. Yeah.
I don't know how interesting this is, guys. We're just sitting here. We're filming the podcast. I'm just going to.
Hell yeah, man.
We're not filming it. We're recording it. I'm filming this, so we're going to just. I'm just going to let you just watch for a little while, see if anybody wants to watch this.
Heck yeah. All right. Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
We won't do the whole thing.
Watch you.
Well, the whole thing. No, yeah. I'm going to let them watch you.
Man.
Well, yeah. A little uncomfortable now.
For those of you out there listening.
You can look at me. Look at Manny. He's very pretty. Look at that.
Well, I try, guys.
That's Manny.
Oh, there.
There's Manny. Yeah.
Yeah,
right, that's enough.
Wait. Who's commenting?
All right, who's commenting? Well, Jules said, "Hey, dude, she's got a huge crush on me."
Oh, there you go.
Danielle's watching. She's got a huge crush. Larry House is watching. He's got a big crush on me too.
Oh, okay,
I think they all do.
Larry.
All right, I'm gonna finish up now, guys. Sorry, they won't let me record anymore.
No, dude.
I can't. I have to go right now.
Literally, why I do a podcast.
That's awesome.
No, and I'll tell you, the reason I don't do video on this is because people change. People's behavior completely changes the second you put the camera on.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, like, when you're just, like, talking, people start, they just let their guard down and start talking about everything.
Everything,
So, like, the video changes the freedom of it, which is weird to me.
I'll tell you, though, the more that I've done video, the less I am like that. I'm definitely more comfortable.
Wonder if that's
how
awesome. Real world and that's
probably
why they do stuff because they
it's kind of it gets regular, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. I could see it just becomes a normal person in your house and you're just like, well, fuck, I got to be
there's
me.
A camera.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I guess Facebook's like that too because I remember when it started, like the first couple, I guess it was a couple of years before I got divorced.
Right.
And I wasn't even saying that much on Facebook.
Oh, yeah,
I
remember
going
that too,
stuff.
Yeah.
My divorce?
No, I mean, I remember the same thing with Facebook. Same thing with Facebook,
Barely anyone was talk about personal stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, I had a couple things. And I had people messaging me, like, you got to be careful. People You could lose your kid. I made a joke about drinking. And now, like, everyone posts everything.
Oh, right.
Their childhood.
Oversharing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, is it? I don't even know if it's over. I was like, I was a trendsetter. I was just saying, like, I'm sad. And like, that's it. Like, I'm sad because daddy touched me. When I was four, I ran away. And I'm like, whoa.
I think the problem with Facebook is it's given a voice to too many people who don't necessarily need a voice.
Yeah. You know what I mean? like this guy right here. No. Yeah. Like, absolutely.
I love seeing Jim. Jim is starting to pop up on my feed now, man. I love seeing whatever Jim's posting. Jim got in trouble today. For a joke.
So we're recording this on Great. International Women's Day.
Start right off with that, yeah.
Everybody's going to like just turn off the podcast right after.
No. Yeah. This is interesting because...
It was clearly a joke.
I thought so.
Yeah.
You made some jokey meme about... I mean, basically it was that women wouldn't need a day if guys weren't so shitty to them.
Exactly. Right. That's what I was trying to say. Yeah.
And it was funny. But like... You know, it's funny because I messaged you a couple weeks ago about like stand up is sort of pessimistic,
right.
While improv is optimistic.
Right.
Yeah, we talked about that.
And, like being positive and stuff. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about that, and you're like, and then you shared this thing with me about like, I'd rather be the annoying, joyful guy in the room than the downer or whatever. And I was like, yeah, but then you post all these snarky things. And then you have these motivational.
I'm trying.
Hey, be a motivational. Yeah. But then you post snarky shit like that causing fights. And I'm like, wait a second. Should I be listening to you?
I know. I've got like this split personality thing.
I love it.
Well, how many years were you doing straight stand-up?
As opposed to the gay stuff that I was doing before that. I was doing stand-up for, I don't know, about maybe on and off for about 5 years.
Okay. On and off?
Yeah.
Is that between Mystery Theater?
Mystery Theater, yes, exactly.
I can't do a gig. I got to serve some cordon bleu and get murdered.
I never had to serve. No. You know, down in Phoenix though, there are some murder mysteries like that where they want you to. I actually did one of them. I had to play. I felt so uncomfortable, guys. I played this. So here, you know, our friend Corey Just. He plays the best. Like just silly, ridiculous characters.
Yeah,
I have a really tough time with that.
Yeah,
I have a really tough time with it. He does a great job, and I had to play a Richard Simmons type character.
Oh wow! So you had to be flamboyant.
Oh yeah, really flamboyant, and I felt really uncomfortable with it. And we had to serve bread and stuff. So like you're in the middle of a song or something. People go, any more bread? More bread here? Can I
Let
finish
me get you some more?
So that's the interesting thing about Mystery Theater to me, because like I'll tell you, the first time I ever did one. I was in Seattle for like 6 months or 7 months, and I was so excited that I got like – I was getting a paid acting
job. Oh, yeah, totally.
And I go down to this train, and I found
out – Oh, you did the train?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I did the
train.
A long time. Yeah. Yeah,
wow, the train. Okay. Before I did.
So, I've seen it. I've never been like in it. Mm-hmm.
Right. So. They're not the train stopped now. But yeah. So I get there, and every car
– Oh, they have the murder mystery train still?
No, it's gone. No,
really?
No, because I just didn't want like supervisor. Oh, you know they may have another one, but Ron Sims actually. Well, you're probably talking about the Rainier one. It was all the rails to trails thing.
Yeah.
So they got rid of it because of that.
Oh wow. Okay. Yeah.
County supervisor Ron Sims.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah. Well, but it's not anymore anyway.
So like in every car that was doing the mystery, there was a different set of actors that were working the cars. Like usually, a whole troop. So there was five people that were that car's
for that
mystery.
Car. Yeah. Okay.
And so I saw people play, like, I was playing a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And so I dressed like, I thought, or a scientist. It was a scientist kind of inventor guy.
Yeah.
And they said, okay, you're going to be, like, inventing stuff and, like, working on stuff the whole time. So I brought a notebook and, like, dressed, you know, kind of tight, like I thought a character would.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some chick who was the inventor in another car. And she has this big-ass long lab coat that she's wearing. And like she looked like a Halloween costume.
Hilarious.
Idea of a scientist. And mm-hmm. I was like, I thought we're supposed to blend in.
Right.
Like, whatever.
Some people do,
want.
Some people don't.
Like,
yeah.
I'm like, so yes or no? And I was like confusing because I was like, I don't want to do that. I want it to be surprising.
Yeah.
But I did feel like after that one, the people almost felt, I think, betrayed.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it.
They thought I was like.
I was just going to say that. Yeah.
They weren't telling us the truth about anything.
Like, yeah.
You lied. You know, and suddenly I'm in acting mode once it's obvious that I'm part of the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, then they were like, oh, he wasn't telling the truth.
Yeah.
So it's a little easier when it's like they kind of do know you are, but I can't do that style of acting.
Yeah.
Feeling good.
Yeah.
It's hard to like be given any direction too, like with where what you're supposed to really wear. I don't know. All right, so you
they told me to dress like they didn't say dress outlandishly.
Right, exactly.
They didn't say dress up like a
but they give you a lot of creative like freedom.
Oh, a lot of freedom. Oh,
okay.
I'll tell you, hands down, Corey is like the best at being a jackass, really. I mean, really. Hilarious. I mean, playing that kind of character. I mean, and I mean that in sincerity because I wish I could, but I just feel so ridiculous.
Yeah.
You seem like you'd be such a great jackass.
Though, yeah, right? I know. Yeah, I mean, obviously. I mean, there's. Yeah.
And that's, you know, so that's improv. That was improv.
Yeah, it was. There, yeah.
Know? And, oh, so what I was saying was about the optimistic versus pessimistic is, you know, like, now that I'm doing real estate,
yeah,
it's like, okay, sometimes I'm like, well, maybe I need to pull back a little on the pessimism or like hit an issue or that. But then it's like, well, but all these other people who are clients of mine now were drawn to the normal Silas.
Right.
But maybe I just need to like, you know, like the degrees shifted a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But then you have all this. But then Trump gets elected. And how am I supposed to
yeah,
like,
man.
Just exactly. being optimistic?
Exactly.
Hey, guys, it's all right.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all right. Well, when we go to the camps, we'll do it together. We're in it together. Like, let's sing some song. I got a ukulele.
Yeah, man.
Like, so I don't know how to do that. And I'm trying to find that balance of being positive, like, man, he's always Mr. Positive.
That's hard, though, man. It's not like there's times where I just want to be a fucking asshole. But
really?
You're not. You're always just
you're
so
always
positive.
So nice. Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Even your comedy is like.
Yeah, pretty
there's
nice.
I don't think there's any. Yeah. I mean, I haven't seen you in a while, but I don't remember you being really critical about anything.
I'm not edgy or anything like that. I mean, like, I don't know. It's hard, man. It's like there's times when you want to just. I don't know. I feel like if you just. It's easier to be nice to people.
That's so much work.
Are you kidding me? It's easier to be nice?
I don't know.
That's actually hard.
Really? Yeah, you're right.
I need to start. No, good for you. I love that. I love that.
I don't know.
No wonder you're tired.
You know, I think it comes from being a, like a kid and being like kind of nerdy and like people being mean to you. I was like, you kind of feel like the outsider. So it's like I've always kind of looked at it like, if there's somebody new at the open mic, even if they're annoying, I'm like, well, that's probably coming from a place of insecurity. So let me try to just be, you know, open, friendly and all this stuff. And then people get overly comfortable with you and you're like, fuck.
And then you have to stop answering
their texts. Seriously. Oh, God. But I don't know. I mean, if the whole world would try to be a little nicer.
Yeah,
it's true. And I'm always trying to do better. And I'm usually nice to people
nice.
Like that.
Yeah,
I am. I really am. Yeah. It's my thoughts that I have, though.
Same here. Yeah,
I mean, I think bad things all the time.
But you also, when you do make fun of somebody, like when I met you my first day of comedy.
Right.
And you insulted me, but with a laugh.
Did I?
Like, yeah.
What did I say?
I don't know.
Like he held it in. He's like, all the grudges.
No.
Exactly. This is opportunity now. It's like, he's going to pull out the gun and shoot me.
Exactly. That's why I wanted to have you on, Jim.
You just busted my chops. I don't think I'd even gone up.
But you know what's interesting about that? So, like, I found that too. Like, when you start, like, but here's the thing. Like, the people that I was around, I wasn't used to those personalities. So, like, Jim was always nice to me. But, like, Mike Cummings.
Oh, God,
Mike was just an asshole.
Oh,
you know what I mean? I love Mike, but, like.
Yeah, but then he would invite you to Denny's with him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Weird guy. Because, I know. Is that soft side to him? But, like, the total a-hole, too.
Oh, totally.
It's so. Yeah. It was so bizarre. Hanging out at Giggles, oh, my God.
Oh,
it was
man.
Just awful.
And awful. But, you know, I think that it was kind of like that with that whole group because it was like, I don't know.
It's
I remember
frat guy mentality.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Like, I love Moot, but, like, the first time I met Moot, he went up after me and shitted on all my jokes in front of the crowd. I was like, fuck this guy. Yeah. Like, but in all fairness, I was doing, like, weird jokes and about making fun of people instead of, like, and so he went up, oh, this motherfucker, da-da-da, like, and so.
Then, you guys hug it out now, though?
No, yeah, we're good. Yeah. Like, you know, it's like the coming of full circle is when, so not Moot, but there was a comic who made fun of me, like, after, you know, like, he went up after me, made fun of me. Then he was on a show with a big comic, and he did a guest spot. In front of me, and he just ate shit. So, so I was like, you know what I mean? Like, karma's a bitch.
And then did the headliner make fun of him?
The headliner, it was actually saying, behind his back, he was like, fuck, man, if you're going to do a guest spot on the show, at least be funny. And he burned the light, which was fucking crazy.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Waiting to be funny. Yeah. Waiting to get the funny.
Man.
Wow.
So, but it felt good. It felt good to watch that
so
shit.
So weird.
Like, yeah, fuck this guy.
Oh, I can't believe people actually eat shit. Like, must be hard for you guys.
I know, yeah, right? Yeah.
Who are you messaging now?
No, I'm doing more Snapchatting.
Yeah,
I'm doing.
Yeah,
I got to tweet it out too.
He's getting us more fans.
Put it down. Talk to us.
I'm talking. He's,
no,
he's
yeah,
talking.
You're good. So
I got one of them yelling at me, "Don't promote this show." And the other one's like, "No, no, promote it.
It's
promote
the
it.
Half. It's the half."
You're not on for a couple of weeks.
I know, but I'm getting started. I'm getting excited about it. You got to build the momentum.
There you go. Right. Get the fans going.
All right.
I just want you to get an intimate conversation.
God, you're like a freaking Gen
Xer. Dude, he's like a woman sometimes, man.
He's like a Gen Xer. He's
like, I'm just.
Oh, pay attention to me. That's all the Gen X. My friend, my Gen X friends are like, are you on your phone?
Just be
all the
present.
Time?
Why don't you be present?
Millennials are like, yeah, yeah, go ahead, be on your phone. Okay, I'm on my phone too, right?
Do you think Mike Birbiglia is in on the Nerdist, which Chris Hardwick likes texting everybody all the time?
I hope so.
Obama didn't even get interrupted during WTF. And he is in charge of nuclear weapons.
That's true.
I think I don't think everyone's waiting. Like, how come Jim hasn't updated his chat?
Are you sure? I'm pretty sure they're wondering.
They
they're
are. They're like,
what is going on?
Man. What happened with this week, Obama? He finally came out. He was pissed
came
about
out.
This whole.
What?
Yeah, I know. What?
It finally came to light that he was pissed about Trump calling, you know, saying that he phone tapped.
Yeah, I heard something.
So,
like
yeah,
that,
he's
yeah.
like livid. So, yeah.
It was a couple weeks ago. What I heard he just rolled his eyes.
Oh, okay. Probably just rolled his eyes, and then all of the like conservatives were like,
Luther,
"Oh wow, he
Obama
said the
furious yeah.
Luther, his anger,
translator." So for those of you listening who don't know, Jim is actually a hypnotist, motivational speaker, and pimp on the side, man. So he does a lot of good for the world.
He hypnotized me.
Did he really?
Yeah. It was. It did
That's
great.
Right.
Did for weight loss, and then.
Don't tell him that, Silas. Damn.
No. It
actually,
it actually did
work.
It helped, and then we had a baby.
Yeah, for a few weeks. No, actually a few months. Probably a year. You were talking about how you didn't want to eat certain things, and I was like,
yeah,
"Get the fuck out of here!" And he wouldn't touch it. It was
No, I just like had.
I know
no
I checked in with him too.
Yeah,
and then we had the baby,
right?
And like here's the thing: the hypnotism when he did the tapes, I didn't realize were knocking me out.
Wow!
Like, I would tell my wife, like, well, I don't think I went out that time. Because I was like, I just went like 10 minutes,
dude. That's so crazy.
And she's like, no, I walked in the room.
And your
you
pants were
snoring.
Off.
Yeah. Snore out
and Jim was calling out the window. It was so weird.
But it was like, and it wasn't until like one night that I was listening, and for some reason I wasn't falling into it, and I started hearing this stuff I had never heard before. Like, I've been listening to this for like 3 months.
Yeah.
What the hell is this?
So,
and it was like, yeah, I had been out and just taken it subconsciously, but my work schedule at the time was such a grind. I wasn't able to. I stopped it. I had excuses. And I've been talking to my wife lately. I was like, I got to get back on that because it was so good for me. And now I'm falling into everything that I was doing bad before.
Dude, it's wild to me because it's like the only experience I've had with hypnotism is watching it from the crowd. Mm-hmm. So it's like you're always skeptical about how real it is.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you hear from your friends firsthand, you're like, oh, man, this shit is real.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because that movie Get Out that I saw – she literally was trying to get him to stop smoking, and she did it with a spoon and a cup, and he just channels in, and yeah, I don't know, like it's just wild. So
is that kind of stuff BS?
Is that kind of stuff BS where you're like focus on maybe like that
the
spoon
watch.
In the sound?
There's a ton of different ways to induce people. Yeah, the watch is fine.
That is a real thing.
Oh yeah, you can do the watch induction.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
You know, anytime you're kind of getting that focused attention, different things. Like I mostly will do like just look at a spot on the wall. Like
right.
If I'm doing for my show,
right.
That's what I'll do. If it's like for therapeutic stuff, I just have them close their eyes. I don't need to look at anything.
Yeah,
just close your eyes, relax. You
know? Wow.
So let's go back to the beginning. Like,
How'd you get into it?
How'd you get into it? Like, what were you doing right before?
So, it's kind of tough one because I was into hypnosis. I was into all kinds of weird stuff when I was a kid. Probably because I had no friends, right? Really. I mean, I got bullied so much. I got picked on all the time. I mean, it was awful. And there were periods where I had a bunch of friends and then periods where I had none. But I was just always into weird stuff. And
did
I remember,
move a lot?
It did move a lot.
Yeah, same here.
Oh, dude. It's so funny because, you know, some kids, they thrive with that, and they end up making tons of friends. Right. And they're like the cool. I remember this one kid that moved from Hawaii, and he comes in, and he was just skater dude and all this, and he was like the coolest dude ever. And I'm like, I transfer in, and people are just like, oh, who's this weirdo?
Isn't it crazy? And like, here's the thing: when you transfer in. Like, people are like, oh, I thought you were an asshole because you didn't talk. Like,
I didn't know anybody. Yeah. Right, exactly. People, and here's the thing, too. I grew up, I was painfully shy, too.
Same here.
And people, they oftentimes think that. They think you're a jerk, you're standoffish or something. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, I'm afraid to talk to anybody.
Yeah, exactly. Did you ever have that, Silas? Did you move a lot?
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, it, like, people
but I
just.
But I was always the black kid that moved in.
Nope. Yeah.
That. Never in a positive way.
Oh, that's shitty.
Like, oh, no, yeah, the black kid. Yeah. That'd be awesome. And so, no, the people who befriended me ended up being like the other outcasts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it's, yeah, like, it's always the first person that comes up to you like, is
oh,
going to be the.
Oh, and then, like, you're in with them, and then you're like, right. Suddenly you realize yeah. after a week, oh shit.
You're right. Fuck.
I'm in the wrong clique.
That's yeah, right. man.
I should have held out another 2 weeks.
No, I'm fine. Good. Thank you.
Yeah. No, I will not sit with you at lunch, freak. Let this be a lesson, kids. The first person that comes up to you at school is a dork.
Yeah.
Don't talk to him.
Punch him.
Kick him. That's right.
That's hilarious.
So I was it was rough, man, and I was just into weird stuff, and I was into hypnosis, and I was reading books on like meditation when I was in high school and stuff. And it took kind of a break from it. I learned a little bit, and then I finally actually started this last time about 6-7 years ago.
Okay.
I was at 270 pounds, and I was feeling like crap. I was just huge and felt awful. And I started using hypnosis, and I lost a bunch of weight, and then I got a job working for a clinic and doing hypnotherapy. And then Adam Norwest, Tacoma Comedy Club, you know, I'd done comedy with him and stuff, and he said, hey, you want to come down and do a show? And I said, let me give it a try.
That's awesome, man. So, as far as, like, so you hypnotize yourself? Or?
Yeah.
Wow. Yep. So that's
well, possible. I had some, I do both. So okay. When I first started out, I listened to some recordings by Paul McKenna. He's a kind of a famous guy in England.
Okay.
But you can get recordings all over the place.
Right.
So that was, I started with. And then I started making my own.
Oh, cool. Okay. Mm-hmm. Man.
Yeah.
So then, so I guess now where are you at as far as hypnosis? Like, is it just regularly book shows, or is it just off and on, or people like? Well, you have the
far too off and on, Manny.
Yeah, but
far too off and on.
So as far as the I guess the clinic that you're working at. So is that's every day? Or
so I left the clinic
because
they had this. They had like this. They were really. It's a franchise operation, and they were very protective of their business. They don't want you to do anything that's out of the ordinary. So I couldn't do blogs. I couldn't do videos and things like this that I wanted to do. And I really wanted to, I knew that I wasn't just, once I got into it, I knew that I was bigger than that. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't mean like in a narcissistic way, but I mean,
yeah.
I'm like, cause a lot of those people were just, it was just a job for them. But for me, it was, I mean, I love what I was doing and I wanted to do more of it.
Right. Right.
And so, so now I mostly work with people over Skype.
Okay.
When I'm in Seattle, I'll see some clients in person. When I'm in Phoenix, I'll see people in person.
Dude, that's awesome.
But, you know, I even have a client that I just put her on the phone. She's on the phone, and she puts me on speakerphone, and do the hypnosis through there.
Dude.
So, what was the appeal of hypnosis in particular?
It was just because it was weird. That's what, I mean, it was, I was, I, listen, I even.
Like, did you see the ad for the job? Is that what?
Oh, that thing. Oh, no. That's, I'm glad you asked that because actually, so I came up with this thing when I first decided I was going to lose weight. I said, I made up, I just read Ben Franklin's autobiography and I'd also read this other book about, and it was basically, and he talked about it in his autobiography about tracking his good habits.
Okay.
And so I was like, you know, I'm going to do that. I'm going to keep track because I'd always be like, I'll meditate tomorrow. You know?
Right.
I'll walk tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So I made up this chart and I said, okay, now you know, I'm just going to check things off. And so I start checking things off.
Okay.
So, you know, when I went for a walk, I'd check it off. And I tell you, it's the weirdest thing. And I find this with my clients too.
Right.
It's like giving yourself a gold star and it feels really good.
Fuck yeah.
So you look back and you go, it's like what Jerry Seinfeld said about writing. You know, if you, if you do that every single day and it just, you just keep going. I mean, you look back and it's just amazing and it's a good motivator.
Yeah.
And so I created this and I started writing down goals. My goal was, I wrote on my goal sheet, I said, I'm a full-time hypnotherapist.
Right.
And 6 months later, I saw an ad on Craigslist and I got the job.
It's
crazy.
It's crazy how you put it out in the world. And it really.
Donald Trump did.
Yeah. So, yeah, exactly. So now I'm writing down Lady Gaga on my goal list.
It's funny how those things come to fruition, though. It's like,
yeah.
I remember gosh, I remember being, it was like 2000 and like maybe 4 or 5. And I was like, I'd be really lucky if I could like maybe work on a weekend one day doing comedy.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? It's going to be my goal. I'm putting it out there in the universe. I'm writing it down. And I went to go see, I went to Giggles one night, and it's Lucas Seeley, Jeff Dye, Moot. And I'm just seeing these guys that are like crushing, and they're all about my age. I'm like, oh, like maybe I could do that someday.
Yeah.
And a buddy of mine was like, she was like, you're that funny. You know, you could tell jokes, you know, mm-hmm. like, why don't we go to some open mics and try it out? And I'm like, all right. So it took me like another like year
right.
to like finally, you know what I mean? You're just writing, and then you're trying to put it off as much as you can. And then you're like,
they got
to
be perfect. Got to have really good jokes.
Oh my God. And I go up, and I just remember being so scared. But I mean, fast forward on stage, you know, hosting pretty much every weekend. So it's just, it's crazy to me. But we've done that gold star thing, me and the wife, where it's like, all right, we're going to try to do this many times a week. So workout, gold star, you know what I mean?
Nice.
Create. Yeah. Some sort of creative outlet.
I did that with my 4-year-old. Get
well,
a sticker.
You know, like, truth be told, best grades I ever had was in sixth grade, but the teacher had one of those gold star
tracking.
I'm
telling you, man, it works. It really does work.
Seriously. And
yeah.
Straight
we
A's
should,
out here.
We should do that at open mics. We're like, you had a good joke.
I'd never get a gold star, though. That ain't fair.
Maybe you should write better. Like, oh, you told a rape joke. Yeah. You have to take one of these off.
Oh, God. You're going to lose half the guys there.
We're teaching them lessons.
That's right.
Exactly. We're learning through positive reinforcement.
No weed jokes. No, right. No rape jokes. No.
Let's hear about your day.
Here's my thing with weed jokes now is it's legal.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Like very true. It has like, it's lost its appeal. So you got to talk about like cocaine or like
exactly.
You know what I mean?
Heroin.
Like, heroin. Yeah, you got to go hard.
I just wondered, is Doug Benson's career just gonna go down the toilet?
Yeah, seriously.
Right. Yeah.
Or is it, does it become just about the culture?
You know, it's weird. Have you been like to any of his shows or seen him lately? Like,
I don't know.
He is like, I think that literally there's a point where you're just like, weed. Like, I don't know. I don't want to say we're.
Permanently baked.
Like he like where he can't even hold a thought or a conversation, but he still remembers his jokes. But it's just like, man, this guy like.
So it's not an act?
I don't think it is. It's just like
stoned all the time.
There are some people that I've met and I've known over the years where I'm like, you know what Dave Chappelle said in Half Baked, you have smoked yourself retarded. You know what I mean? Like it's sad to me. It's like they just need to smoke to get to equilibrium now. Mm-hmm. And it's like that shit is gross though. I don't know. Were you ever a pothead?
No.
Me neither.
Just puts me to sleep.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. Like, I get bad anxiety from smoking. Like, my body goes through this thing where I start to realize how small I am in the universe. Mm. And I think about how big the fucking universe is. And I'll sit in a corner and, like, freak out. Because my body.
Let's give him some weed. That sounds fun. That sounds fun.
We should. We should all, like, get high one time and just, like, it would scare me.
No. It would worry.
It really would.
I get my mouth gets dry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'm like.
Yeah, seriously. I'm like,
it doesn't really do much.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
I think my mom smoked it.
Yeah.
When I was in truth.
Rasta.
Actually, I think I might have a slight immunity to it.
Mm.
Like
I've
heard people talk about it. I mean, I get dry mouth, but other than that, I'm like,
no, fuck. That could be me because I don't get high from smoking, but I did one of those weed capsules. I did a weed capsule from Tyler Smith that was it was a whole body high, and that's what like messed me up, and I was like ER at like 3 a.m.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
damn.
Dude, it was crazy.
Whoa.
I didn't feel it until I woke up, tried to walk down to the police station because my heart was beating out of my chest. I was like, I'm going to die if I don't tell somebody. And then I was like, oh, yeah, you took the weed capsule. Go back up and go to the hospital. So, yeah, man, it was crazy.
Wow.
I missed the next day of work. That's how high I was. It was crazy. But
was this for a show?
No, it was just like they were like, you've never been high. Why don't you try to get high with us? And
so you've never been high. Let's have you get
the most high, right?
Ever.
And but it's like I didn't feel it for like the first few hours, and then once I started to feel it, like I don't know if you've ever been like crazy high, but my body was in front of me and my thoughts were behind me. Like I was like walking like a fucking T-Rex or like a
Transformer. Oh, I've been there.
I mean,
I was going like in slow motion.
Yeah.
And I was telling my friends like the next day, I was like, oh my God, I couldn't even finish a sentence. I couldn't even think. They're like, I know, isn't it great? I'm like, no,
no,
that sucks.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? I hated that.
Dude, I don't like not being in control.
No, me neither.
I used
to drink a lot and now I just don't because I don't want to be out of control.
Yeah.
I found alcohol and I was like, wow, if this is how it makes we people feel, no wonder they smoke all
right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'm like, this I like.
Oh, yeah. I like the feeling of good.
Yeah, I like the feeling of being buzzed, but I don't like that feeling when you've hit, like, too much where you're, like, you're like left foot, right foot, left foot, and, you know, just, like, don't fall over.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, ugh.
But I really love, okay, but back, hypnotism, I mean, I loved it. It was life-changing. It was affecting my thoughts. I loved it. Mm-hmm. And that's why I was, like, really upset when it stopped. And now I'm, like, I'm trying to figure out literally how to put it in my schedule.
Yeah.
Because I know I need to ramp up back to the three a day. But I'm, like, if I'm at home, like, I mean, what do I do if I have a baby and I'm afraid, like, I'm not going to be able to relax the state of, because there was a couple times I got interrupted and I was so kind of like, what?
Frustrated. It can happen, yeah, because you were in a really deep state. Yeah. Yeah, you're good. You're good. You're a good candidate. Yeah.
Like trying to.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, where am I? What day is this? Okay, let's
this is tough because I don't want you to give away the formula if people are going to, like.
Oh, there's no, I mean, really.
Oh, okay.
It's simple. I mean, it's absolutely simple. You can
well,
watch.
You can listen to the tape.
You can, like, yeah. Okay. I mean, it is so. You know, people think that it's like some mysterious, magical thing, and it really isn't. It's,
okay.
It's. I mean, it's easy to learn.
Mm-hmm.
It's just hard to master. It's hard to know exactly how to say it and what to say.
Mm-hmm.
And where to put emphasis and things like this because. It's just not as effective if you don't.
I started listening because I know Jim for
yeah.
so long.
It's tough when I'm working when I know somebody.
And
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
listening to him like this. The music and stuff. I was like, this corny ass shit isn't gonna. Get me. Like, it's not gonna get me. Yeah, I told him it was out.
Wow, that is awesome.
So like, that did nothing.
So can you hypnotize people to do anything, or is it?
I'll tell you. You know, it's they've. You know, so here's the thing. So. Hypnotists oftentimes will tell you that we can't make you do anything that you don't want to do.
Okay.
They're lying to you.
Wow. Okay. That is nuts.
Because, you know, here's the thing. Now,
wait, don't you tell people that at your show?
Sometimes.
That's awesome. You heard it first.
Here's the thing. People ask me all the time, can you make a girl take her top off? Well, easily. I don't need hypnosis for that.
Yeah.
That's there right, ladies.
Happy and International Women's
That's
Day.
That's right.
We just lost 3 subscribers.
There we go. Exactly. But here's the thing. So you, probably I can't hypnotize a woman and make her take her top off.
You're right.
What I probably could do, though, is she's a good candidate. Not everybody is. But get her to believe her top's on fire and she needs to get it off.
Oh, okay.
So it's sort of a roundabout way.
Right.
Well, here's the thing. So people will be like, oh, you can't hypnotize me. You know, a dentist can
right.
do bad things to you, right? I mean,
exactly.
There's a lot of professions that can do bad things to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, you got to go with somebody that's going to be ethical and stuff. And
right.
you know, so, I mean, yeah. The thing is it's pretty tough to make somebody do something they really, really don't want to do.
Right.
Because if it was easier, a lot more of my clients would be more successful.
Right.
I
mean, exactly. Everybody would be millionaires. And,
exactly.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. What's
to
stop, like, I guess, the government from airing something on TV that everybody sees and then having something maybe in the back of your head? I don't know. You know, I still don't know how hypnosis mm-hmm. works. But, like, to put a thought in the American people's heads to make them do whatever they wanted. Is it possible?
Well, you have to be willing, right?
Well, here's the thing. Well, yes and no. I mean, there's covert hypnosis.
Okay.
And the other thing is, too, so really advertising is that.
Mm.
So, hypnosis happens during a couple of different brain waves patterns.
Okay.
There's 4 primary ones. There's some other ones, but there's 4 primary ones. So like right now we're in beta, we're wide awake.
Right.
And then, alpha is when you're, wait, no, I'm getting mixed up. No, we're in beta right now. Yeah. And then alpha is you're relaxed. Like if you're watching TV, you're watching a movie or something like that.
Right.
And then theta is when you're in light sleep.
Okay.
And that's the place you can tell you're there because you get that jump thing happens.
Yeah.
You know, like you're laying there like this.
Yeah.
It's called the hypnic jerk.
That's the state when you've had a baby.
Yeah, exactly.
Next year.
So let me ask you before you go on to the next one.
Yeah.
Theta, right? So you're half asleep, half awake.
Yeah.
That's where I feel like I have the most premonitions about like shit that happens in the future. Like
that's great.
Yeah,
because,
yeah.
I mean that's a really profound state.
Okay.
And you get a lot of benefit from the hypnosis during that state.
Right.
Now there's different hypnotists will tell you that it happens during alpha or theta. There's a little bit of a, you know, we don't know for sure, but I've had it happen in both places for my clients. Because the reason I know is because clients that are in alpha will say, I heard everything you said, so I wasn't hypnotized.
Okay.
People that are in theta, they'll go, I didn't hear a word you said, so I wasn't hypnotized. And the truth is, either way it works, because right. they'll be like, I heard everything you said, and I still made changes, or I didn't hear a word you said, and I still made changes. So when you're watching TV, those advertising messages, you're in that kind of hypnotic state because you're zoned out, and that's why we're really susceptible. But here's the thing. So it doesn't work perfectly, or we'd all go out and buy Cheerios. Right. Exactly. You know, right? So, I mean, it doesn't work perfectly, and it's not ideal for everyone.
Right. So, like...
So, it's possible, yes. And I'm sure the government's doing all kinds of stuff with it. Right. Absolutely, yeah.
So, wait. So, so we got alpha, beta, and we got theta. What's the other one?
Delta. That's delta. Deep sleep.
Deep sleep. Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you be hypnotized in deep sleep?
Well, the problem with deep sleep... So, there is... You know, there's still a lot of debate about sleep learning.
Right.
Some studies say yes, some studies say no. Okay. I think mostly I kind of am kind of convinced now that it's not really great. I think what happens is because throughout the night you kind of go through the different brain waves.
Right, right.
Right. You go deep and then you come out of it and go deep. And so I think you're probably learning stuff during those phases.
Okay.
But I think it really just disrupts your sleep and it's not probably good for you.
Okay. Interesting.
So I'm really long answer for.
No, that's awesome. No, I mean, for those listening out there, I mean, that's.
Okay. Yeah. So here's what I want to get back to make it about me.
Yes, absolutely.
Right. So someone like me who has a baby but trying to do it.
Yeah.
Like. Is it an impossible task as far as to even bother while if I'm supposed to be watching a child or I mean like they're supposed to be taking a nap, but sometimes she doesn't go the whole time.
Yeah,
should I not be attempting it?
What I would say is still attempt it and what we can do and we should talk more about this and try to get you back on track.
Yeah.
Is I can actually put some suggestions in the hypnosis that'll say, you know, when the baby cries, you just awaken feeling refreshed, revitalized, feeling great, that kind of a thing.
Okay.
You could also try, so that we're still on the fence about, you know, exactly how and when hypnosis happens. I mean, you could sit there on the couch and you could hold up a hand like this and listen to hypnosis. So you're not going to fall into that theta. You're going to stay in alpha. And so if your hand falls and you go, oh, you wake up, come out of it. If you're concerned. So there's some strategies like that. We could work on doing some shorter ones, you know.
Because I was sleeping great, too. Those sleeps were like, my wife was like, you're not snoring.
Really? Can you control snoring?
That's so weird, dude, because you know what? I did have a client, and she had sleep apnea.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was like, can you help me not snore? And I go, oh, God, I don't know. This is what I tell people a lot of times. Yeah. I'm like, honestly, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I had a woman with hot flashes, and I'm like, I don't see any reason why I could, but let's give it a try.
Yeah, yeah.
And it did. So it's crazy. So, yeah, I can. Absolutely can help.
I'm a firm believer that so many ailments and things that are wrong with you are all neurological.
You know what? Here's the thing. So
Scientologist.
What is it? Who's it? Xenu? I don't know. The fuck.
I mean, here's the thing. So, you know, we have an immune system, right? And we are able to repair ourselves.
Right.
So why can't we just direct that more?
Yeah. You know?
I mean, if we could just talk to ourselves, why can't we talk to ourselves?
Seriously.
Why can't we?
Yeah.
Why can't we say, surround that cancerous lump and just get it the hell out of there?
Seriously. So I had an English teacher. She had a lump, and her body somehow made some sort of cocoon around it, and they fucking were able to remove it.
I think that's going to be the medicine of the future. We're going to learn how to tap into that and control it. And
man, I was actually, there's a website called Science Daily, and it's just all the new stuff that's happening in science. They found something that with HIV, they made like some sort of like the immune system just like sort of repair itself and attack like the cells. It was the weirdest shit.
Nice.
I'll post the link under the for those of you who might.
I'm gonna will away my herpes.
There you go. All right, die, motherfuckers.
Like, do you have an STD? Well, not after this hypnosis.
You know, there are people that sell hypnosis recordings for everything you can imagine.
Wow,
growing boobs, growing hair,
growing boobs,
growing bigger boobs.
Wow,
that's what I've been listening to. So. You're welcome.
It's awesome though, man. Fuck, I wish. You know, that's the thing. You look back at your life, and it's like being able to just like study these things when you're a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have all this free time, but I wasted it on fucking video games and like comic books. So I don't know.
And now. Wait, did you really read comic books?
I read like maybe like all like I used to read all my buddy's comic books when he was done with them. I would never go out. Yeah, I would. And then like I was always like a X-Men like every Saturday morning cartoon, you know. So
you were a visual nerd, right? More into the written
stuff,
like reading and movies and the TV shows.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, but me and my dad used to watch The Flash when that came out. I can't remember the actor, but he's actually Barry Allen's dad on the new Flash.
So, oh, right. The first one?
The first one where it was like, yeah, we thought that was cool as shit. And we used to watch Hulk, like, yeah, Star Trek. Oh, I mean, that was Bruce, all my.
Yeah.
There was a the Hulk. Actor? Who was the
Bruce, Bruce Banner. Was it Bruce Banner?
No, that's the character.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What's his name? The deaf guy.
Oh, no. Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah.
He was the Hulk. I was trying to see who actor that who played Bruce Banner.
Oh, I don't know.
David Brenner was.
Did you see they just cast the new captain of the new Star Trek?
Oh, did they?
Yeah, yeah. What's his name? He's been in a lot of different things.
Wait, the online one? The one that's going to be online?
I believe so.
Not the movie, the TV show, right?
TV show.
Yeah, CBS. It's only...
Jason Isaacs. Crazy.
You know, like, you know how everything is changing the way they're putting... Okay, Jason Isaacs.
You remember him? He's been in a few things. Have you ever seen the OA?
Oh.
He's the one who...
He's going to be the captain?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be weird.
It is, yeah, because I see him as a villain in everything.
He's a villain now.
Yeah.
Maybe he is a villain. Who knows?
Maybe.
Star Trek Discovery. It's weird now. The, I mean, the CBS is going to have this whole new series. It's not going to air on TV.
Oh, really?
It's going to be
just online.
Online, streaming Star Trek. That's it.
But can you watch it for free, or is it?
Oh, no, apparently they're also going to fucking charge you
$10
a month for
CBS now.
Access. Ah. Yeah. For the online access.
That's the way it feels like the world's going. So I wonder if you'll be able to binge watch if it's just going to be strictly, if they're going to do episodes.
But I'm going to fucking... No, I think they're still going to be episodic.
Oh, okay, okay.
Every week.
I kind of... Okay, so what do you feel about this, Jim? Do you like waiting every week, or do you like being able to just go through a season and like 10 episodes?
Man, I have no self-control, man.
Same here, man.
No, I hate Netflix for putting out House of Cards like
right,
that.
Right, dude.
Because
you're like, I got to watch
I got to watch the whole damn... I mean, yeah. I'll tell myself, I'm only going to watch one or two episodes, and then I'm like, I can't see it this week. I got to do some stuff.
You know?
The best thing about the baby.
Seriously.
Slowed me down.
Oh, dude, that'd be so awesome. Because you have to watch the baby.
Yeah.
God, I need one of those.
Sometimes watching it while it's playing, and I'm like, oh, this is inappropriate. And then, you wait a little longer until the guilt is just riddled, and then you're like, ah, okay, I'll turn it off. Yeah. I'll watch it later.
So can I ask you a question? Stabbings. Are you going to keep a Switch, or are you going to sell them both?
I have it online. Nobody's asked.
Nobody's even tried?
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
I think I have it too expensive or something.
Switch?
The new Nintendo Switch.
Oh,
I bought a couple to try to sell to make money.
Oh.
I'll tell you what, if you don't.
They're short, but everybody, I think everyone bought them the night they came out.
And they're coming back out on April 16th.
Are you serious?
With more shit.
You better sell it quick, brother.
Yeah.
Dang.
Okay, yeah, I'm just...
But if not, I'll just buy it from you for exactly the tax and the...
Exactly.
Not a cent more, motherfucker.
For delivery.
Yeah, I just want to play the new Zelda. That's all I want to play.
That's it?
Yeah.
I bought this big... I got the collector edition one.
Oh, okay.
It's a sweet little, it comes with, the...
Carrying
case of the Zelda.
Statue and the...
Yeah, some stupid shit. It was supposed to be. It was like $99.
Fucking crazy.
I'm like,
you got
what?
Money like that. He was like, okay, here was his game plan.
He's got real estate money.
Yeah, here was Silas's game plan. He wanted to sell this so that he could get himself a PS,
VR.
The VR.
The virtual reality.
So, were you ever a Trek fan? Star Trek fan?
Oh, yeah.
So now there's this new game. I know we've talked about it on the podcast before.
Every week.
But this shit looks amazing, and I'm not even a huge Star Trek fan. But you get to man the
Enterprise.
The Enterprise.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so.
From the bridge. And so, okay, before it came out, everyone on Craigslist and stuff was offering them for $500 pre-orders. They got the pre-order, buy it now for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, so they're gonna sell for $500. So it's Sunday, I go on, and there's a bunch on there, but a lot of them are at $450.
But people aren't even buying those,
and
surprisingly.
Because it was on sale for $299. Hmm. I mean, so with tax, it's
$350
or
$330. Mm-hmm. Okay.
10% tax. You know? Yeah. I drove somebody in a Lyft the other day. He's like, yeah, you got one. He sold for $400 right away. I'm like,
you only made it. $70.
If you look at it
But it's.
Well, if you compare it to stocks, think of it this way.
Oh, yeah, that's
okay.
True.
Yeah, but if you're at normal retail, though, that's pretty crappy.
Yeah.
But you're not selling at retail. I mean, because you bought it at $299.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, so you're you're trying to sell it for double what you bought it for.
Right.
It's kind of not really straight tough. Retail anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. So for retail, it's a terrible.
If it was actual retail, yeah. But you buying something right. for retail price mm-hmm. and trying to make double on it is not right. a true retail
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
But somebody brought it up. Like I was.
You going to drop it, the price a little bit?
Oh, yeah. All right. I'm like, I'm getting nervous.
Yeah, yeah. Hold on to it. They released a new one, and pretty soon you're stuck with it. Yeah. You're stuck.
Right.
And Gretchen's like, going, why do we have two of these?
Exactly.
Great investment, honey. No, we're not going to put anything in the 401k right. this month. We're going to invest in Nintendos.
Well, because I sold Comic-Con tickets, you know, I doubled
you made a little bit of money.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
But I was talking to somebody about that. I was like, I don't know if it's good because you have to hold on to it from like, on October, I bought the right. Comic-Con tickets, and I sold it now. Mm-hmm. You know, it doubled my money. And he's like, well, you know, if you're doing a stock, if you're making, like, 100% on a,
six months,
doubling
yeah.
stock, like, that's great. I mean, for a year, if you double yeah. your stock. And
yeah.
I was like, well, that's
oh,
a
yeah,
good
I
point.
Mean, we're talking 20 years, really, for
right,
stock.
Right,
yeah, yeah.
I was like, well, that's a good point. If I'm thinking in those terms, it was a good investment then, yeah. as far as if you know it's going to go. You know, and I thought the Nintendo would.
I felt like the PlayStation sold like crazy, but... I always
If it was Christmas right now.
Oh, yeah, you would have been on fire.
Yeah, but right now it's not like there's not an urgent need to sell it
right.
to get it for something.
Yeah, maybe Easter.
And if they're coming out in April again.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm like,
when is Easter? It's like April?
April something. April graduation maybe, but.
But graduation's
no, you're right.
Not till.
Really, they're April they're coming out?
Yeah, April. Like, I called GameStop just to check. I was just like, when are you guys going to have another, you know, stock? Or when are you going to have more in stock? And they were like, yeah, April 16th. So if you want to jump on the list. Well, let us know. I was like, eh.
Well,
I'll at least get you your money back.
I'll try a couple days.
Okay.
But then I'll yeah.
Yeah.
I'll call you in 2 days.
There you go.
I want my money back.
There you go.
Well, because then I've been tempted to like, oh, maybe I can keep one, but I don't know if I even want the, like,
yeah.
the games that much.
It's not like, that,
Nintendo's,
yeah. I think it's just the fact that it's new. Like, I wonder.
I do like the idea of carrying it around.
That is cool.
Because, you know, what am I going to do? Like. You know,
right.
work.
Yeah.
We were talking about that. It's so true that like 90% of the world is on Facebook during the workday. Like,
yeah.
I'm just checking what you guys are doing.
I don't post. I don't bother post on the weekends much anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't get many likes or anything.
And
like,
Mondays are awful.
Yeah.
Really?
For me, Mondays are awful.
Oh.
I find that like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, Fridays, nobody really gives a shit because everybody's out doing stuff.
Yeah, but I'm like, I was finding, like, I have a funny thing to say, but it's like 7 o'clock. I'm like,
oh, yeah, wait.
Well,
I wait.
East
yeah.
Coast is down.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I'm like, damn, this sucks, man. So I write it down. Okay. A little reminder. Okay. 9 a.m., baby. I'm posting it.
Right.
So nobody's working at work.
Oh, yeah.
But I've been doing this thing, you know, like where I'm doing the pod. You know, my business now is like doing the podcast and doing other entertainment stuff. I'm a media company that happens to do real estate. You're doing the same thing. You're a media company who happens to do hypnosis.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I've been trying to think, how can I make this video game, how can I leverage that into something?
Uh-huh.
Like, if I could do something, like, if I could hang out with a bunch of gamers. I mean, that's my ideal thing is a bunch of nerds. If I could just sell houses to nerds and foreigners,
that'd
be wonderful.
Yeah.
I could hang out, just talk about Star Trek and video games. But I'm like, I'd play the new Zelda. I'd get that system if it meant, like, oh, it means I'm going to have some meetups with some people or whatever.
Totally.
But I can't think of anything to really actually do it with.
Yeah.
Like, to be worth $300 for me.
Yeah. That's it.
I want to justify it. I keep thinking of ways.
There's no way. Yeah. I mean, how are you? I don't know.
Especially with the VR system. The VR.
You know, I feel like the way of the future is going to be virtual reality. That's how you're going to take people on house tours. You know, you're going to be so.
Well, they kind of do it now.
Yeah, I mean.
So, yeah, then it'll be, like, really immersed.
Like, on Zillow, I mean, they have the virtual tours where they take you through, like, a YouTube, you know.
And that should be, that's how we'll do tours of, like, Italy in the future. You're not going to travel.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Just put on the VR.
You gotta leave the house.
Damn, that's so shitty to think
just
about.
VR, put it on your head. Just put on a pot of Pregos, just have that going.
I gotta tell you though, I just a terrible way of thinking, but I think about this, like, people go talk about when they go to France to go to the Louvre, and I'm like, I could see that online. I feel kind of bad about it. I mean, I know it's different in person, but I don't know.
Have you been?
Have you
no,
been?
No, I haven't.
Okay,
where's the furthest you've ever been?
Well, Hawaii, I guess.
Hawaii, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the Louvre. Have you been to the Louvre?
I've only been to Italy.
Okay. So this is Paris.
Greece and
so
Turkey.
I went there, mm-hmm. and I was like, got to see it. We were only there a day. Let's spend some hours in there. Let's check out the art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we did, and it was cool. And we're going like, okay, well, we got. And it was sort of like that National Lampoon's European Vacation scene where you're just going from one to one, like,
right.
Okay, yeah, okay, yeah. Next one. And I was so museumed out on that trip.
Yeah.
That
we took,
like, we went to so many museums. We went to this. So like, oh, it's a museum. Let's go.
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck. Yeah. Oh, my God, I don't care anymore. Like, yeah, here's another statue of a naked guy.
Yeah.
Great. And you do get tired of it. And they're like, at the Mona Lisa, we're staring at it. And everyone's like fighting in line to get closer to
it. Yeah.
They're like, no.
I'm looking at it on my phone. I'm standing there.
Like, yeah. And taking a picture of it. And you're like, and it's like, it is sort of anticlimactic.
Well,
you're like, okay, so I've seen it in person now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the thing for me. Like, I don't like museums at all. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, the wife will try to get me to go to museums. I'm like,
God,
I,
what is the
that's
thing?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, museums and hiking.
That's
I don't
why know. You bring your parents.
You know what I mean? Museums like, and hiking. They're awful. So, but when we went to...
Then he posts his selfie at hiking.
And I'm like, hey, look at us. We're healthy. So we went to... So we went to Italy. And then we went to... we went to Greece. We went to Pompeii.
Ooh, now that would be cool.
That was awesome.
I would love to go see that.
So, I mean, they still have bodies in ash. And I'm like, that is fucking crazy. And then you find out that it wasn't even like the people who stayed there. It was their servants who they made stay behind.
Those
so you find out
dick.
Some like fucked up history.
Oh,
but
man.
Then seeing all that and just thinking you're walking on like when you see shit that's like thousands of years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like so when we went, we also saw the Colosseum and where I like, you know, I like UFC. I'm not like in love with UFC. But I was like, that was their modern day UFC. But they used to watch motherfuckers die and they would take their kids to see that shit.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. And it's like we're literally experiencing, you know, we're in this place that had so much history.
Mm-hmm.
And that was cool to me. There was something.
I think that the fact that Italy is a museum is different.
Right.
Exactly.
True.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I think it depends where you go. Like, I want to go to Amsterdam. Part of me. Well, actually, so they have the. Do they kind of do like Venice where they. I don't know. They have
Amsterdam.
The boats. Okay. So, like, Venice was cool just because, you know, they take you with the. What's the.
Gondolas.
The gondolas, yeah. Mm-hmm. Those guys are like rowing you through the cities and you're mm-hmm. seeing all the, and they're singing and shit. And
I just
like,
want a white chauffeur. That's the only reason.
Exactly. Benson, please hurry up. Oh, no, it was crazy though, man. So I guess it depends where you go because it's like, I want to go to Australia, but then kind of like, well, what's in Australia that I really need to see? Mm-hmm. Japan, I kind of want to see just because they have vending machines that have dirty panties in them. That's just some weird shit.
There you go.
I don't want to smell them. But I just want to, like, see
you
this vending. Okay.
Dude,
they have some weird shit in Japan.
Oh,
like,
they have all kinds of stuff.
Dude. My wife was telling me about it. She was like, yeah, they have vending machines where women will, like, have worn the panties for a day, put them in the vending machine, and guys
I've
will buy them.
How much?
I have no idea.
Who cares? Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. So, I mean.
Think any woman will buy a dude's dirty.
You're going to have more luck having a dude buy a dude.
Yeah,
dude.
Exactly.
I'll tell you.
Exactly. Where we'll pay. Yeah.
Silas's streaks.
Because dudes are the freaks no matter what. So
we really
dudes.
Are, man. That's so crazy.
Australia, like, my wife wants to go to New Zealand. That's
right.
Her big one. And I've been like, because of hobbits? Like, yeah. That is a reason. Like,
yeah.
She wants to go see that. But I was like, oh, that'd be cool to see.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, it's a big adventure, like,
yeah.
It was like the biggest adventure sport thing.
Yeah.
And she's scared of all of that.
Really?
Like,
perfect. You won't have to do it then.
Right. I'm like, why? That's a lot.
You'd be watching Netflix in the hotel room.
But I feel like right. She just wants to, it's like the reason I don't really want to go to Ireland is I know what's there is people like, oh, it's great. There's rolling hills.
Right.
To
yeah, yeah, yeah. You're like, all right.
Oh, $10,000 right. Rolling hills.
Yeah.
How about we go?
See, I figured you guys would want to go to like London and like see Harry Potter and all that. You know,
oh,
like,
yeah.
Where that's you know filmed or.
Oh, that's not real.
I know. Yeah. Like
someone that's on a set.
I know it's on a set, but are there's where did they shoot on location anywhere?
No.
Or was it all in?
It was all up.
Holy fuck! I've been duped.
So,
Expecto Patronum my ass.
I'm I've been there, like, seeing the theater in London's great. If I travel in the future, which I plan to,
mm-hmm.
A lot of it's going to be more focused on the food.
Right.
The food, trying to meet people. I'm going to go into little shops.
You'd have a good travel show.
I think so.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Why not?
Maybe. Well, me and Joseph doing our food.
Your food thing?
Weird food show. God. Travel and
disgusting.
Oh, it's not that disgusting. And did you see today's episode?
No.
The one that dropped, dropped 2 weeks ago. beer and chocolate syrup.
Ooh.
Sounds awful.
Was it actually good? What kind of beer, though?
We did three different kinds.
Okay.
We did a Pilsner.
Okay.
We did a blonde.
Okay.
And a dark, like a Guinness.
Okay.
The
Guinness, I think, would be good.
Guinness was great.
Yeah.
Probably the Guinness. I could see it.
I could see it.
Yeah. Actually, was really good.
Okay.
The Pilsner was okay. It added a little bit to it, but it looked disgusting.
Yeah.
It was dirty. Blonde was nasty.
Yeah.
Actually.
That's a weird combination.
Sweet on sweet. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to try different ones. Someone just said syrup and beer.
Right.
Chocolate syrup and beer. But actually, and so we did it several weeks ago.
Yeah.
And then I was at a bar somewhere, and they had they accidentally poured an extra stout. So like, you want it? I'm like, yeah, okay. And
do you have any chocolate syrup?
I drank it. It's all like, I just had some chocolate syrup.
Diabetes from beer.
That's great. Diabetes, that would be my book.
Oh, man. That is great.
But I would love to travel and see that. I mean, views are nice, but you take it in once. But I don't want to go to Ireland to see.
What about like the Caribbean? Would you ever go? Like,
oh yeah, I've been to the Caribbean.
Oh, you've been to the Caribbean? Okay,
nice.
Yeah. See,
not far, but
yeah, like Hawaii is awesome, man. Just depending on, I guess, where you go. I mean, I went to Oahu, and that was kind of like an ABC store on every corner. And
what?
They have these things called ABC stores, and they're like their little convenience stores, but literally, it's like the Starbucks of their, like, not even Starbucks.
Like everything's the same.
Everything's the same, and it was like on the same corner, and I'm like, this is fucking.
But now I have a family, and I'm like. Part of us, we've just talked about actually not wanting to go on trips without them.
Right.
Like, my daughter Sierra, she's 10 now. She'd be pissed.
Yeah.
Honestly. She was a little pissed off when we went to honeymoon on Mexico.
Oh,
like, why couldn't I go?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She didn't know that, but she was kind of like, she felt left out.
Yeah.
And so we've talked about, like, you know, if we go to Hawaii, I'm like, I want to bring her. And it's how I feel like such the lame person now, but I'm going like, I've actually looked at the Disney resort.
It's so expensive, man.
Yeah, but I'm like, you know what? I know my kid will have shit to do there.
Yeah.
I know it'll be fine with her. Why, have you looked at it?
Dude, for Disney? Like two adults, it was like.
You looked at the Disney?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was like literally over 100 a day. And then hotel was like even crazier.
Wait, 100 a day just to be there?
To be at the park.
At the park?
Yeah.
They have a park.
What are you talking about? I thought it was just the Disney.
No, I'm talking the Disney in Hawaii. They have a Disney resort.
Okay. Oh, that's different.
Oh, I've been to Disneyland.
Disneyland is, whatever.
100 day? You're not going for like 12 days.
But yeah, that's true. But I mean, if you like, there's no way you're going to get everything done you want to do with those lines. Unless you got a fast pass.
Have you been?
I haven't been in a long time. I haven't been since 87. Yeah, or no, actually 90. 90.
You could pretty much see everything you want in Disney, like 2 days.
Oh, okay.
If you're just at Disneyland.
What about Universal?
If you want to do California Park, that's another day.
Okay.
But like if you do the 5 days vacation thing, that means you've seen every little show they put on. Like you've gone to every single thing there, and you're still. The food is actually way more expensive than you're going to spend more on food than you are on tickets.
No shit.
You got to bring your own food. That's the number one
saving. Oh, okay.
I bring my own food everywhere.
Yeah.
Are you the guy who brings the food into the baseball game?
Yeah.
Your own food?
I'm the guy who brings food into the movie theater.
I mean, I love that crap. I mean, I love the crap they have, but if I don't bring my own, I will eat that crap.
Oh.
Because my dad,
and I'm cheap.
That's how I always felt poor. Like, my dad would bring in, like, we go to the baseball game, and he pulls out that ham sandwich with a piece of lettuce on it.
Oh, yeah.
Like a 6-hour-old sandwich.
You know how I know he's his father's child? Because Sierra and me had to wait for him at Comic-Con inside, and she was like, do you ever bring food into a movie? I was like, I don't know how to answer this, like, because I don't know if I should be.
She
asked me, and I'm like, I don't know if I should answer this truthfully or if I should like, I don't know what Silas is.
She brought that up.
She did.
And I was like, that was like 2 months ago.
Yeah, seriously. Did you bring McDonald's in or something?
No, we just we stopped and got some candy at like Bartell's.
Okay,
you
so
have
yeah,
to.
Yeah, you have to.
You can't spend $5 dude, for the candy at the freaking.
And so that's what thing. I told. Like that's what I told her. I was like, yeah, I bring McDonald's in sometimes in my wife's purse.
Oh, McDonald's,
dude, having a cheeseburger. Not
about that.
Amazing.
That's crazy.
But that yeah,
smells. I'm bringing. I'm
that
bringing
smells.
Nuts. And
but people are eating burgers and hot dogs.
They are.
Yeah, because I mean they have like at the concessions.
They have hot dogs.
They have hot dogs and pizza.
Are you burger. Talking about the place where you go and drink and stuff?
No, no, no. This
I was
is
like,
no.
Man, that's like, wow. That's like, really? Brings his own pizza, yes. Unfolds it. You want anything? No, we're good. We're good.
Where'd you get the knob out of
it? Don't worry about it. You want a slice?
McDonald's has a distinct odor, like French fries. If you open French fries in the middle of a movie theater,
you are bold, sir.
Well,
and, you are bold.
Hey, in the middle of like an AMC, nobody gives a shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
true.
We're just glad you're not talking.
Yeah, it's a bunch of 17-year-olds who like already hate their lives because they're working at this place, and they're not going to come front with you.
The worst I ever did was Braveheart when that came out of the theater.
Yeah.
I didn't think about it until I opened it up and it smelled through the whole stadium. I brought Taco Bell. Take it out. I never realized Taco Bell smelled so strong.
Oh, God, yeah.
I was the only one in the theater. But it was weird. In Boston, there was like a movie theater.
You're right.
That they had a Taco Bell Express. You could just grab it and bring it in.
Oh, fuck
so
yeah.
So I was like, oh, no, it's no big deal. I didn't think it would smell. Because other people do that.
Yeah, exactly.
It was like, yeah, it's a bean burrito. Just everyone's looking at me like,
oh, God, you were that guy.
And I'm like, no. And then liquor, you know.
Right.
You bring liquor in, right?
Yeah.
Jack.
Yeah, they can see that, and yeah, having fun.
That smells too. Like you don't realize how much whiskey smells until you like pop it in the middle of a empty theater.
So I finally come to the realization that I will not go to another movie in Kent or Auburn or Tukwila or Federal Way.
Why?
Because every movie that I've been to in the last 6 months, somebody has brought their kid, and like I get that it's hard to get out of the house, but. Hey, I'm spending like almost $20 to see this shit.
Yeah.
You're going to ruin my motherfucking movie.
Right.
And then on top of that, they're usually the parents that have their kid on their lap. And I kid you not, when I went to go see Get Out, this lady gave her kid an iPad to play with.
What?
In the front
up.
Fucking row.
Shut up.
Horrible.
Wow.
If you did not get somebody for that, I would have gotten
somebody. I was about to just.
How old was the kid?
The kid was like 2.
In a horror movie?
In a horror movie.
With an iPad.
Whoa. With an iPad.
There's so many things wrong with that parenting.
You should have called CPS,
that's
dude.
What I'm saying.
Wow.
I mean, but that's happened here in
Northgate,
Alderwood Mall. I see like people bringing kids all the time. And I'm like. You know what we do? We just don't go to the movie.
Yeah.
Or we like one. I don't understand why this need. We're like
to
a
go.
Husband and wife are like bring the kids.
Yeah.
Like, and their excuse is, well, we can't. You know. Well, we want to see the movie together. So get a sitter.
Exactly.
And if you can't afford that, go separately.
Yeah.
It's a movie.
That's what my buddy.
You don't have to watch it at the same time.
Yeah. You're not gonna be having a huge conversation. You know, like
right. My
buddy Tyron. He does that. He actually goes. Like, when his kids were little, he was like, hey, man, it's my week to go see the movie. You want to go with me? I'm like, all right, sure, let's do it. And he was like, all right, Karen's going next week, so she'll do her own thing.
Yeah, that's what we do if Gretchen really wants to see it.
Yeah, I mean, and they're, dude, seeing a movie by yourself is sometimes one of the most peaceful fucking things.
Dude,
it's great.
You know, I've only done that a couple times, but it really was pretty cool.
Yeah, I've done it.
Really awesome.
I've done it a few times now.
Yeah.
I did not need people around me for
a
movie.
And then it's all weird, too, sometimes, like, with certain people, like, you know, they're spilling popcorn all over the place.
You also get an extra seat when you do that.
Exactly.
Especially
not
if you're
true.
A busy one because you go, oh, it's so
or you just that's put your right. popcorn in it, you know, and you're
yeah,
good.
And then they sit away. They know.
Right.
They know, like, oh, somebody's sitting next to
them.
Yeah. So they don't come next to you.
They
what a loser.
Yeah, he wouldn't come by himself.
Right.
So automatically you get this buffer of, like, 4 seats. You're right in the middle. Like,
so let me ask you this. I don't think we talked about it since last time. Oscars. How did you feel about
that was the greatest Oscars ever.
Wasn't it, though?
That was so wonderful.
Oh, it was. Did you see
it?
Didn't watch it.
No.
You know about the disaster that happened? That was.
Wow.
That was fabulous.
I'm that guy that doesn't have a TV.
Yeah, you know what, though? Guy. Saves money.
You watch it live.
Does.
Yeah.
I do. I mean, I watch stuff online.
Yeah, yeah.
But I can't watch it live.
Yeah.
You watch it live.
Okay. Sometimes you can stream it. Sometimes, like, YouTube will stream a lot of, like, stuff live.
I got stuff to do.
You can go to people's house, someone's house, and
I guess I could
watch it. Not you know, be social.
Yeah.
So did you see every movie before? I didn't see the Army one with the guy who didn't go with a gun.
Oh, Hacksaw! Really, Hacksaw. I like that.
Was it good?
Okay. Yeah, I started trying to watch Moonlight.
I liked Moonlight.
I wanted to see it, but I just can't watch.
Oh, actually, movie. No. I like La La Land. Mm. I was thinking when you said Moonlight.
After 9 p.m., yeah. I can't watch a movie.
Yeah, that's hard.
I'm pretty much with the baby. What the baby has done to my sleep.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if I... It could be Star Wars.
You know what might help you?
My favorite thing, at nine, if it's after 9 p.m., I start that. I'm going to be out at 9:30, wow. No matter what movie it is.
Wow.
You should probably get hypnotized.
I can play a video game. I can play a video game because it's
active.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm engaged.
Movies, yeah. I fall asleep, too.
I can't. The pacing's just not fast enough.
That was a slow movie.
A TV show, it's after 10. After 10, a TV show, I'm done.
Yeah.
So it's pretty much, and so I didn't have the opportunity. Some of these movies, like Moonlight, does not feel like a...
It was...
It doesn't feel like a 10 a.m. kind of movie.
No, not at all. This is like a, yeah, this is like a 7 p.m.
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah. 7 p.m.
It was a different story told. So I don't know if you know what Moonlight was. It was about a young gay black kid growing up in the South. Mm. And like how people treat him, and then you know he becomes. I guess spoiler alert for those of you who haven't seen it. He becomes a drug dealer at the very end. So, but it was good. It was really good. And I think. Oh, sorry, my bad. I thought you may have gone back. You said I just didn't. Never mind.
No, whatever. I said.
Okay, but I did think it was. I think it was worthy of winning that. It was a different story told. But holy shit, man. Did you hear that speech that guy gave? He was like, I want to thank my blue-eyed wife. And then all of a sudden he was like, holy shit. No, Moonlight really won. And then they came up and were like, fuck you, motherfuckers. No, I mean, I thought that was good. I felt bad for Denzel.
Why?
Did you see him during the Best Actor Award? He looked like he was ready to cry a little bit.
He always looks like he's ready to cry.
Yeah, maybe he's just... Yeah.
He's old. He's menopausal. He's old, yeah.
Seriously.
He was good, though, in Fences.
He said that was like...
Did you see Fences?
No, I couldn't get past it because I thought I was going to see a movie, but yet it was a... they didn't change it from the theater.
They changed it.
Oh, they did? Okay.
Oh, it's cut the hell out.
Well, yeah. Okay. So, like... I watched the first scene and it just seemed like a long monologue and I was like, okay, maybe this is too late for me to be watching it. It was like another 9 p.m. I started watching it. And,
there's a lot of monologuing.
Okay,
there's monologue,
but it's deep.
Look,
okay,
the play.
Yeah,
there are monologues in that play that are 4 pages.
Oh, dang,
like they
shit.
Are long monologues.
So memorizing is a motherfucker.
Oh, they're incredible.
Wow,
the script is incredible. But I mean, it's a beautiful script. Like the language is beautiful. What they're saying is beautiful. It's poetic.
Mm-hmm.
The acting, his acting was just phenomenal.
Wow. So probably better than Casey Affleck, but I don't know.
I haven't seen that one. It's different though.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
Like you know, there's no winners in it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're not. There's nobody's won.
Yeah.
Like, they're all good.
Exactly.
They're all good.
Yeah.
But Denzel, some people said they like Casey's speech. I don't like it. I was bored with it.
Yeah.
Especially I saw Denzel's Image Award speech, and that was just so, like, motivational. Like, get out there and do this, man.
Seriously.
Yeah.
You should like those.
Yeah.
You're Mr. Motivational Speech.
Who's your favorite motivational speaker?
Besides Jim Kellner.
I guess Anthony Robbins.
Okay, okay.
Easy one.
There you go.
I have a friend in Phoenix, Cal Jurdy.
Okay.
Who's really good. He's promising. I think he's going to be a big...
Nice. I've always loved Les Brown, but I like young Les Brown.
Les Brown's really good too, yeah.
Older Les Brown seems like he's kind of lazy. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Or maybe he's just tired of like motivating people. And shit. So,
all right. So you got to wrap this up. So where can people find you?
JimKellnerHypnotist.com.
Ooh. Nice. Nobody took that yet, huh?
Or DamnImPretty.com.
Is it?
Nice. I do.
There
I have
go.
The website.
Does that go to you?
It goes to
Does
me.
It just forwards to the
It goes to, site? Yeah, forwards to my website. I actually have it set up so that it directs to my to show photos.
Okay.
So if you've been at a show, you get to be DamnImPretty.
There you go.
Yeah.
Do you sell t-shirts that say DamnImPretty?
I just started.
Nice.
Yeah, if you follow me on Facebook, you'd know.
Yeah, asshole.
I'm always commenting.
I just started. I set up a store on Zazzle. It's like a... They're a little. I don't make any off them because it's like a print on demand type thing. I'm trying to find out which one sells better.
Okay. What about what's the Twitter handle?
Jim Kellner, JimKellner.
Okay.
All right, we'll put this all.
And
up
Snapchat, on Hypnotic Guy, of course.
Hypnotic guy. Definitely follow him.
Hypnotic Guy, really?
Yeah. I like that.
I thought that would have been taken.
I thought, well, it's Hypnotic underscore guy.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Snoop Dogg didn't get that one. There you go.
Yeah. But I did get, maybe it wasn't taken. I don't remember now.
Okay.
Shoot, I don't remember. I did get something good that I was like, I can't believe nobody got this.
Oh, okay.
Well, worldrenownedhypnotist.com, too. I got that one.
Really? So, oh, there you go.
I thought that was, I wanted to be world famous hypnotist, but that was already taken. So I went world renowned hypnotist.
I like that. There you go.
So for my funny videos, I'm tagging it with world-renowned hypnotist Jim Kelly.
I don't like hypnotist without pants.
Oh, I like
or
that, too.
Something like that. Oh, man.
I've got like 10 websites now.
I'm like, go daddy that.
All right.
So why do you do Facebook cents. Live so much now? Like, what is that?
I think that it's getting a lot more views than just regular videos. So, I mean, I got 79 views on just us sitting here like donkeys, jackasses.
Wow.
Do people want to be like, they want to see your life sometimes.
It's weird, dude. Yeah. I don't watch that many Facebook Lives
Neither
myself. But people seem to, they want to watch. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
That's what Kevin Hart said. He said that, like, they were showing him a demo. He was like, this is your best friend right here. People want access to you if they follow you.
Yeah.
So
it's weird. You know, and I just started following, do you guys know who Grant Cardone is?
Mm-mm.
He's like this big sales guy, motivational guy. He's on Snapchat.
Okay.
And he's just snapping, like, just stupid stuff where he's just walking along. Hey, we're going to the thing now and stuff.
Right.
And man, I'm not into it. I'm like, this is stupid. I'm going to unfollow him because I don't want to watch this stuff.
Right.
But apparently somebody likes to watch it.
Man, I got a buddy who just like does like he'll sit on the toilet and do the poop snaps where he's like, yeah, man, I'm fucking chitting. And I'm like, OK, this
well,
is weird.
I'm trying watching some and I'm like, I don't care. I don't care. Maybe I just follow wrong people, but.
Right.
I'm just like not interested in Snapchat at all.
You should follow. I mean, like IGN is on there, like the video game and the movies. They post a lot of stuff. NBA, NFL, they do.
I just looking at my phone. I got a bunch of cracks on my screen.
Uh-oh.
Well, I have the screen protector.
The protector, they probably
But
crack.
I'm like, what the hell happened?
Well, I'll tell you, the thing with Snapchat is I think that it's really just something to have fun with. I mean, I think
exactly.
That's
the filters are fun.
The filters are fun. So you're looking at your friends and they're doing funny stuff. You know, I think it's this idea that these other guys are doing with like content on their stuff is kind of, I don't think that's really what it's for.
Exactly.
I think it's, you know, like I'll plug my podcast. I'll just do something silly like watch Exploring Awesome. They do the rapper guy, you know, little filter thing, you know, something like that. But I don't think it's a great way to get content.
You're
out
right.
There, you know,
so,
but this is my take.
Yeah, no, I agree.
No, I know there's a real estate guy who. Like, get on it. Real estate agents aren't on it. You need to be on it. And he says he gets a lot of business from it.
I can't imagine.
Just showing. I mean, he doesn't. He says never talk about real estate. Nobody cares about it.
Oh, yeah.
But he's like, just share a part of your life. And I'm like, on this? Really? But I mean, not everyone's on Facebook. It's hard for me to believe sometimes.
I know.
I'm like, why would you do something else?
You're right.
Like, this seems perfect. I can do video.
I know.
I can do audio, whatever. You can just do it here. Mm-hmm. Actually, that's one thing they don't have is it's like audio only. Being able to do like stuff like this.
Right.
I guess we could have just like put it at the chair.
Right. Yeah. Silas won't let us broadcast him, so we just point it at the chair. But you know, I think that thing's different though. Is like I have followers on Instagram and on Facebook, but I have different people interact like on Instagram
that.
Than on Facebook.
Right.
Yeah. Some people love Instagram.
They do.
So I started using that.
All right, we got to get up on. Well, that's what whatchamacallit, the guy at Comic-Con, one of my buddies.
Oh, I made one.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like, you guys on Instagram? And we were like, we're working on it.
So it takes 2 minutes to open an account. Yes. Right? Well, we're working on that.
Working
it's on
it
the
right
to-do list.
Yeah.
It's, you could have already had an Instagram account.
Right.
Okay. Just do it right now.
I swear when I first started, like, you had to actually have an email. Like, you could only do it from one email. They wouldn't set up for multiple accounts.
Right.
Then I found it. I was like, I can do two accounts now.
There you go.
So I just created a second
Can you have
one.
Them on the same phone, though?
Yeah.
Oh, so I didn't know that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So I was like, okay, so there's a black and a half one. Okay.
There you go.
So I guess we'll have put these nerd photos up there now.
There you go.
Nice.
So we're on there. Check us out, black and a half.
Yeah.
On Instagram. Nobody's taking the name.
Definitely.
All right. Do you have a show? You're a snowbird, right? So you
well, I'm doing reverse snowbirding this year for some stupid reason. I'm going back April. April.
You're
1st.
Going back for the summer?
No, I'm only going to be there for like 6 weeks, and then
then
I'm either going to California or back up here or New York. I'm not sure what. Depends on bookings.
Okay. But are you here through April?
I'm through to the end of March.
End of March. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
So you're pretty much, you'll be gone.
They can still get a hold of me. I still, you know, I see, I actually, I've, I mean, I hypnotized a guy on Facebook Messenger from France. He's in France.
Wow.
So.
Damn.
I mean, I can.
Did he send you Facebook money?
Anywhere. Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's.
How are people finding you?
You know those videos I do, the videos? It's amazing. I'm getting, now I'm not great at actually, I guess what you call closing the sale.
Yeah.
But I get a lot of interest. And and so, yeah, exactly. Trying to convert is a little is more challenging, but because I don't want to be like the guy that's like, no, you got to do it right now. You know, because I've met like him. Yeah. Like, you know, are you going to be a loser your whole life? Are you gonna,
dude, that's how I am. Like, that's how I am at the bank. I'm like, well, you can get this credit card if you want.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm just kind of like, you know, if you want to do it, great. If you don't.
Exactly. That's
but
how I am.
But actually, it's funny because I've actually shifted my thinking a little bit because I feel like now I'm getting to this point where I feel like I owe it to them to be a little more assertive with it, because if I know that I can help them, then it's kind of not fair for me not to kind of give them a gentle push to do it, you know? So
I love that.
Kind of where I'm trying to come from.
Cool. Well, make sure you check out Jim on his many different social media.
Yeah, I should have the same link for all of them. Damn it.
That's all right. Man, you can link them, I'm sure. So.
True.
I think the strangest thing about having a hypnotist on the show is we've been here like hour, 15 minutes.
Really?
And I just realized I'm not wearing pants now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, neither am I.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Oh, shit. How did that happen? I'm wearing underwear. Great.
All right. Black and a half?
Black and a half.
Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by to receive our transmission. Join.